Thank you, and welcome everyone to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, right here along with you on your local radio station, reminding you about Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th, at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys will compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. And the Champions Ride will be August 5th at Home on the Range, Exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10, grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Well, that sounds great, Mike. And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. You can call 605-642-5884. Again, that's 605-642-5884 if their regular hours don't fit your schedule.
And don't forget, all aspects of agriculture are covered in the Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And days of 76, Deadwood, South Dakota. The 101st days of 76 in Deadwood runs July 23rd through the 29th. 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping, July 23rd. Rodeo performances, July 26th through the 29th. The parades, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and times. Just go to daysof76.com.
Well, I was going to share a little bit more. The other day, I started this off on never ride another man's saddle or horse and never touch a man's hat, those kind of rules of the West. Well, obviously, specific to ranch life, these lessons are true for those outside of that life, too. Let's translate so they apply to general life. Do your best to respect others. A little bit of honor goes a long ways. Don't take what's not yours, whether it's a project, an idea, or a woman. Life isn't about what you're given, but how much you deal with it. Take what you have and make it the best you can. Respect the dignity of a man. There are some things that are just insulting, even if they seem small to you in the moment, so don't go there and apologize if you do by accident or ignorance. And finally, there is no formula that guarantees success. Use your strengths, brains, and creativity to carve yourself a place where you're not only taken care of, but fulfilled. Again, those are some parallels to cowboy life out there for you today. I don't know the author on those. And as always, we want to remind you, if you want to send something to us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author, if you would, so we can give credit where credit is due.
Mike, I've already had comments back about some of those.
All right, Kim, what do you have to share today on The Good Stuff?
I have a piece called Old Flyers. I don't know who wrote it. It is anonymous, but Tony Bullitt sent it. I hope there's a place way up in the sky where old flyers can go on the day they die. A place where a guy can buy a cold beer for a friend and a comrade whose memory is dear. A place where no doctor or lawyer can tread, nor an FAA type would e'er be caught dead. Just a quaint little place, kind of dark, full of smoke, where they like to sing loud and love a good joke. The kind of place where a lady could go and feel safe and protected by the men she would know. There must be a place where old flyers go when their flying is finished and their airspeed gets low. Where the whiskey is old and the women are young and songs about flying and dying are sung. Where you'd see all the fellows who'd flown west before and they'd call out your name as you came through the door. Who would buy you a drink if your thirst should be bad and relate to others? He was quite a good lad. And then through the mist you'd spot an old guy you had not seen in years, though he taught you to fly. He'd nod his old head and grin ear to ear and say, "Welcome, my son. I'm pleased that you're here. For this is the place where the true flyers come when their journey is over and their war has been won. They've come here at last to be safe and alone from the government clerk and the management clone. Politicians and lawyers, the feds and the noise, where all hours are happy and they're all good old boys. You can relax with a cold one, maybe deal from a deck. This is heaven, my son. You've passed your last check."
Wow, that is really good.
I thought it was too. I really appreciated it. And remember, everyone, you heard it on The Good Stuff.